This is 91.9 WFPK Louisville and a WFPK.org from Louisville Public Media.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the WFPK Port Stage at Forecastle 2018. Thanks for coming. We'll be broadcasting live here until 8:30 tonight on WFPK 91.9 FM, Independent Louisville. My name is Michael Young. I'll be in the WFPK booth shortly. I brought a few Roots and Boots t-shirts, so if you want one, come say hi. I'll be there for a while. Brought a few out. We've got some great music lined up for this stage tonight. A little bit later on, we've got Teddy Abrams and Friends. That's at 7:30. At 5:45, we've got the Maiden Radio Hour with lots of special guests. And right now, it is my pleasure to introduce a legendary act, all local boys, well, except for one. All of these guys, we won't mention names, but all these guys are from Southern Indiana. This gentleman to my right here, has won Fiddle Player of the Year so many years I've lost count. This band has won Instrumental Group of the Year so many times I've lost count. He's been nominated for a Grammy. It just doesn't get any better in bluegrass than Michael Cleveland and Flame Keeper.
Go, man. Are we on?
Yes, sir.
Texas went past. I know plenty of bad boys that let him down the prairie.
Thank you.
All right, I'll let you have this one.
All right.
I tell you what, I know this is a rock and roll festival, but y'all seem to like this bluegrass a little bit. Us bluegrassers, we like to rock too. Nathan likes to rock. It's great to be here and just to see all that's going on here, to get to listen to our good buddy Dan Tominski do his set here a little while ago. And he's a bluegrasser from way back. But we're so happy to be here. I want to introduce this great band to you. These guys, as well as being awesome players, they're also some of my best friends in the world. And they took home, I'm so proud of them, last year they took home the International Bluegrass Music Association's Instrumental Group of the Year. And I'm so proud of them. And I want you to meet them all. Starting with the guy who just got done blistering the Train 45, which was that real fast song we just played. And he plays the banjo, and he comes from Missouri, a little town called Plato, Missouri. This is Josiah Schrode on the banjo. How about a hand for Josiah?
Yay!
Yay! And our guitar player, he comes from a town not too far from here. We kind of grew up playing together because we're both from around here in southern Indiana. He comes from Scottsburg, Indiana. He plays the guitar. There's somebody from Scottsburg. Come all the way here to see you, Josh. He plays the guitar and sings the lead and also writes a real good song. This is Josh Richards, everybody.
Thank you. Thank you, Michael.
Hi, Josh.
Hi, Michael.
How you doing?
I'm doing good.
That's good.
We're going to do a song.
Terrible.
We're going to do a song now for you that's a song about a fiddle player. And we recorded this one a few years ago. We don't really like fiddle players very much, but we thought this is a pretty fun little tune. And if you like to dance, this is a good one to dance on. It's one called Fiddlin' Joe.
I'm on 2, 3, 4.
Hollow where I grew up. The times were bad and there were stuff. When it came to love, I had enough. We had Fiddlin' Joe. Fiddlin' Joe was a music man who had the fire in his bold hand. We couldn't wait for the weekend dance. We hear Fiddlin' Joe. Play it so good, Fiddlin' Joe. Play it fast, play it slow. One more song, long ago. Would you Fiddlin' Joe? Play it so good, Fiddlin' Joe. All will be below. Not one, don't say don't. Play a good one, Fiddlin' Joe.
Yeah! please tell me why you betrayed.
All right, we would like for you all to meet our bass player right now. He comes from a town outside Indianapolis called Avon, Indiana. And, man, they know where that is. Usually we say these places and nobody knows where they are. So, man, this is great. And he actually lives now in Johnson City, Tennessee, where he goes to the East Tennessee State University, where, in case you didn't know, you can get a degree in bluegrass music. And if anybody should have one, he should. This is Tyler Griffith, our bass player, everybody. Well, we're going to do you a song now that you might recognize, and it's not a bluegrass song. We made it into a bluegrass song. But the first time I heard it, I thought it was, because the first recording I heard of it was our guitar player, Josh, over there, sent me a recording of him playing and singing it. And I thought it was something that he had written, you know, and because he's a great songwriter. But he said, no, I didn't write that. But it sounded so bluegrass to me that I got to looking through all my records, and I looked through all my Del McCurry albums, and it wasn't on any of those. And they finally took pity on me and sent me the original version of this, and I couldn't believe it. It was originally recorded by Julian Lennon in 1984. And so we're going to do our version of this Julian Lennon song called Too Late for Goodbyes.
Much too late.
called Too Late for Goodbye. Well, we want to get this mandolin player to play you a tune right now. And they like mandolin.
Yes, sir. Everybody likes mandolin.
Well, not everybody. Now, I first met this guy and started playing music with him when I was about 12 years old. My grandparents didn't play music, but they loved bluegrass music so much that they started a local bluegrass association in Henryville, Indiana, where I was born. And I first met this guy in one of those late night jam sessions. I was about 12 years old, and I think he was like 16 or 17, and I was just blown away by his playing then, and still am. And he's going to wear out the very first bluegrass instrumental called the Bluegrass Breakdown. This is Nathan Livers, everybody.
Just go over Jordan.
I am just going over get Michael and Nathan up here to do a song for you. We played at a festival, it's a local Louisville festival, and if you've never heard of it, they have it down there in the, I think it's the Jefferson Memorial Forest. It's called Forest Fest. And and we were playing there, and we had to do a workshop, and it was really hot, much hotter than it is today. And we were all playing, and when these two guys do this song, I don't have to do anything. So I recommended that they did this song, and somebody videotaped them, and little did I know that this video would get posted to Facebook, and the thing would travel all around the world. Over 8.5 million people have seen these two guys playing.
Millions and millions.
They went viral.
See, Josh, you could have been famous just like us.
Oh, yeah.
You've been up there.
I was in the video. All you can see is the back of my elbow there, and, you know, so 8.5 million people have seen the back of my elbow, so that's my claim to fame.
I didn't.
Maybe not.
I'd see a damn thing.
I know y'all are going to enjoy this one right here. It's an old Bill Monroe number. One called Jerusalem Ridge. That's Nathan Livers and Michael Cleveland, everybody.
Here we go.
Ready?
Yeah.
I wanna be the one come from far away, dance all night till the break of day. Holler but holler, do-si-do, you knew Uncle Pinto's ready to go. Hey, an evening about sundown, high on the hill and above the town. Uncle Pinto had a fiddle on high, rang, you could hear it talk, you could hear it sing. Soldier's joy and the one that called the Boston Boy. Raised the ball was tin and hand, and me that's where the fish began. Rain evening about sundown, high on the hill and above the town. Up a big bed fiddle on high, rang, you can hear it talk, you can hear it sing. Get that morning day when Uncle Pinto's called away. Hung up the fiddle, hung up on, it's time for him to go. Rainy evening about sundown, high on the hill and above the town. Uncle Pinto played the fiddle on high, drank, you could hear it talk, you could hear it sing.
Thank you all very much.
Sit around here somewhere. I'm not real sure. We don't have any product. Okay, we have product on iTunes and stuff like that, and as well as our website, flamekeeperband.com. Flamekeeperband.com. Say that with me. Flamekeeperband.com. All right, all right. From there, you can go to our website or our Facebook page, facebook.com/MCFlamekeeper. If you give us a like, we do a bunch of live videos and stuff like that. Have a good time on that.
And thank our sponsors, D'Addario Strings, Compass Records, Jim Rowe of Rowe Entertainment, Kimberly Williams of East Public Relations. Most of all, folks, thank y'all for coming and spending your day with us. Have you had a good time so far?
Yeah.
Oh, am I supposed to talk now?
Yeah, it's your turn.
Okay. All right. How about another hand for this great band up here? Josiah Schrode on the banjo. Josh Richards on the guitar. Tyler Griffith on the bass. And Nathan Livers on the mandolin. And how about a nice hand for all the people working hard running sound for this whole thing over here. And also our sound man who travels with us wherever we go, Elliot Beckley. I wish you'd give him a nice hand. And we want to definitely send a thank you out to WFPK and also Teddy Abrams for having us, for having a bluegrass band play a rock and roll festival. This is a dream come true for us.
All right. Here's a 10-time IBMA Fiddle Player of the Year, Michael Cleveland.
much. You've been a wonderful audience. Thank you for that.
You've been listening to Michael Cleveland and Flame Keeper live on 91.9 FPK Independent Louisville. Thanks for joining us for our live broadcast today from Forecastle at the WFPK Port Stage. Coming up next at 5:45, we've got the Maiden Radio Hour with lots of special guests. And at 7:30, Teddy Abrams and Friends, and he'll be welcoming Matt Myers from Houndmouth, Ben Salee, and more.